Hello, and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Ivana, Communications Director for the City Council. On this week's show, great ideas in Columbus, building a better health center and home again, Old Oak style. But first, City Council member Priscilla R. Tyson joined Mayor Coleman, Southside residents, and other community leaders to break ground on the John R. Maloney Family Health and Wellness Center in the Southern Gateway neighborhood along Parsons Avenue. The mission of the new facility will be to collaborate with other healthcare centers to deliver comprehensive medical services to residents. The single-story 21,000-square-foot building will be constructed at the northwest corner of Barthman and Parsons Avenues. Once built, it will be certified as a green building by the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design Rating System and will significantly increase the access to quality health care for residents in the South Side. Here's Councilmember Tyson.
I also want to recognize my council members who certainly play a tremendous role and have played a tremendous role in making today possible. And a number of my council members are here, Council Member Michelle Mills and Council Member Herschel Craig. All of you here, thank all of you for being here, for making this day possible. I am thrilled, absolutely thrilled, to be a part of this community event, as well as the renewal of a premier health and wellness center here in the South Side. The new John R. Maloney Health and Wellness Center will help remove some of the barriers to good health care for the South Side residents, such as location, transportation, affordability, and insurance coverage. This new 20,000 square foot facility will provide primary care and other health services to residents right here in their own neighborhood. As one of the six Columbus Neighborhood Health Centers, the John R. Maloney Health Center and Health and Wellness Center will offer primary care services, OBGYN, mental health, vision, dental, family wellness services, immunizations, and pediatric services, as well as the moms-to-be, physical therapy, and nutritional services for mothers and infants through WIC. Thanks to this new center in the heart of the South Side, together we will build stronger and healthier families and a stronger and healthier community. So thanks to each of you who's had a major part in making this health and wellness center one that we will all be proud of.
That was Councilmember Tyson. The building's architect is Design Group. It will be constructed by the Daimler Group. Total project expected to cost about $8.5 million. The Maloney Family Health and Wellness Center is expected to open about a year from now. The facility will be the cornerstone of the revitalization of the Southern Gateway neighborhood led by the City of Columbus, the private sector, and community partners. The Lower Olentangy ecosystem near the downtown is getting a boost thanks to the removal of the Fifth Avenue Dam. The dam is one of six low-head dams on the river within Franklin County and is an 8-foot-high, 475-foot-wide structure built in 1935. It was used as a source of cooling water for the Ohio State University power plant, which is no longer in operation. The removal of the dam will help restore a natural river function, improving habitat for fish and other aquatic species. The cost of the project, about $6.9 million. The Ohio Environmental Protection Agency is contributing about half that. Ohio State University and the City of Columbus both putting in about $2 million. At the event held near the river this week, Council President Andrew J. Ginther.
This project is a perfect example of work that has multiple benefits in the form of repairing environmental damage, adding new green space, and extending a navigable waterway. As you may know, we have plans to remove the Main Street Dam downtown in a couple of years, and these projects bring us closer to developing the Scioto-Olentangy Greenway Corridor. We have remarkable natural resources in our rivers, and these projects help to make those rivers accessible and enjoyable to everyone. We're not just removing the dam. Following a very detailed design that takes into account everything from the types of habitats certain species prefer to maintaining shallow water near the utilities that cross under the river, we are basically re-engineering the path of the Olentangy to create a series of pools and riffles. In addition, the new shoreline will be contoured to reinforce the new channel, and much of this new green space will be restored into wetlands and planted with native species. Mayor mentioned the organization Flow earlier, and I want to recognize and just mention to you some of the great work they've done. Their work, including distribution of information to help keep neighbors up to date on this project, Flow has participated in the dirty but important job of wading through the mud and removing native mussels for relocation everywhere along the river. I understand, and I was just talking to Laura, that they have already moved about 5,000 mussels, and that they've been relocated thanks to the efforts of several volunteer groups, including Flow. So at this time, I would like to introduce Laura Fay with Flow and ask her to come up and make some comments about this important project. Laura?
Thanks, everyone, for coming and helping us celebrate this great occasion. We've been waiting about 12 years for this to happen, and the reason is this has been designated as the worst 2 miles of the Olentangy River, and probably the stretch that most people see. So this is going to be a great event, and we've got a lot of citizen feedback already. We have a citizen survey out asking people their perceptions, and we have a fact sheet over here under the sign. And Councilman Ginther also mentioned the mussel species. Citizens are very interested in that. And we brought a mussel display of all the mussel species that have ever been found in the Olentangy, thanks to our partners at Preservation Park. So I just want to thank the city and Ohio EPA, 319 and WRSP for all their perseverance. It's hard doing a project like this with utilities, infrastructure, and I just appreciate they worked through it. Thanks very much.
Now here's Columbus Mayor Mike Coleman.
We need to transform this river into a place where people can enjoy it, improve our water quality, while narrowing and channeling the river so that water can flow, birds can fly, fish can grow. And we think it's important. Don't look up there. I think it's important to our community. And this dam is 460 feet long, and about a third of it will be removed completely. We've had great partners here to allow the Olentangy to be narrower, and the partners is the Ohio EPA, who contributed $3.6 million towards this effort through dollars, through grants, through a combination of grants. The Ohio State University added $2 million, and the City of Columbus kicked in $2 million. And those are dollars well spent in our community. Evans Landscaping, as well as the engineers at Stantec, did an incredible job for providing the detail and the design of how this restored river will look like once it's done. I also want to thank friends of the Lower Olentangy Water Flow, Watershed. And that stands for Flow. Are you the Flow? Thanks, Flow. Thanks, Flow. We appreciate you. And we couldn't have done this without great partners at the state. And Scott Nally, Director of Ohio Environmental Protection Agency, helped us get through this, provided funding and guidance and help to make sure that we restore this river, make it usable for the citizens of our city. And I want to say thanks, Scott, and I appreciate you. Scott, Nally, come on forward.
Thank you. It wasn't too many months ago the Mayor Coleman and I were over at the COSI Center talking about some other projects that we're going to do. And as I pledged to him then and I pledged today, we're going to get her done.
Get her done.
We're
going to
get her done. This has been a great partnership. Obviously, Governor Kasich, when he got elected and appointed me, asked me to help reduce some of the bottlenecks that we're having in a lot of the processes. This has been a project that's been over 12 years in discussion and planning, and it was nice to kind of kick it over the goal line, and we've had a lot of cooperation on this, several of you in the audience today, and obviously with the city, the mayor and his staff being incredibly receptive as we work through some of the covenants issues to put some of this land in perpetuity on wetlands so that we can continue to improve the water quality in this area, and then obviously our friends over at OSU. And Jay Casey in just a second is going to come up here, but we couldn't done it without them. Obviously, they're a big stakeholder in this. When you look this way north, this is what's going to impact them. And they also have a responsibility. So to work through those somewhat complicated and somewhat cumbersome issues, Jay and his team were, again, phenomenal in being receptive as, again, we work through some of that legality. So it's just a great pleasure to be here today. It's kind of like a quarterback and we're winning the game. You get all the applause and everything, but at the end of the day, tremendous amount of legwork and wood and work went into this. And here we are 12 years later, and it's going to be done here pretty shortly. So, Jay, I know you want to come up and say a few words. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Mayor, thank you.
Hi, I'm here today representing President Gee, and I want to thank Mayor Coleman and Director Nally and the Ohio EPA and the Friends of the Laurel and Tangi Watershed. None of this happens with just one or two of us. It happens with a whole city, and this is a wonderful city to see things happen in. I want to say that this is another huge building block for what we call the Ohio State Framework Plan. Our framework is our long-range plan that envisions a new campus, a newly renovated, renewed campus, and the green space that will extend north from this dam will extend through our campus and become just a wonderful park and source of recreation, research, and education for our faculty, staff, and students. If you can imagine, all of you know where the Oval is on campus. And we believe for the next 100 years, this will be our Oval. As we grow, we want our students, faculty, and staff to be able to come to a space. As we grow, we need more space and enjoy a beautiful park-like setting. And this will be it. Along with the City of Columbus and their help as we try to relocate Cannon Drive, which is one of our major economic arteries through campus, this river corridor will serve as a focal point for our continued development of research, medical, and faculty staff offices. It will allow us to grow and develop the type of high-tech and community that we envision to support Columbus. We're looking forward to it. It will also be a living learning laboratory for our staff. Our faculty are already gearing up projects to bring students to the river and help them understand how a river reclaims itself, how it stays healthy, and how that the health of that river supports the rest of the watershed throughout central Ohio.
The Old Oaks subdivision provides residents a unique residential setting just about a mile from the heart of downtown Columbus. Councilmember Zach Klein, chair of the Development Committee, sponsored Ordinance 1899-2012, which authorized the expenditure of up to $1.275 million for the Home Again Old Oaks Initiative. The funds will assist home buyers with grants for projects designed to redevelop residential homes and residential properties in the Old Oaks Historic District as home ownership opportunities. The Home Again Initiative looks to increase and preserve the local supply of decent, safe, and sanitary housing, including both affordable and market-rate housing. This makes each home eligible for residential tax abatements on any new assessed property values determined by the county auditor. To urge council members to support the legislation was Lucy Wolf. She's a commissioner for the Livingston Avenue Area Commission.
On behalf of the Area Commission, I would like to encourage council to approve the Home Again Community Development Block Grant Funding Program for Old Oaks Historic District. As a licensed realtor and a board member of the Columbus Historical Society, I recognize the economic and historic importance in preserving the character of the older neighborhoods of Columbus. The current economic downturn has caused neighborhoods such as Old Oaks to suffer in market value. In the last year, only 7 homes have been sold in Old Oaks at an average market value of $25,000. As of today, there are 8 single-family homes for sale at an average list price of $43,000. The cost to renovate these homes to historic code far exceeds the borrowing capability of many potential buyers. For example, the estimate for renovating the land bank-owned house at 705 Oakwood was approximately $230,000 and includes exterior costs such as slate roof and a box gutter repair. While the neighborhood has longtime residents that have been dedicated to improving their homes, there are many structures within the historic district that are in great need of preservation. A homeowner-based program, such as the proposed pilot CDBG funding grant program, could create an incentive to help with neighborhood revitalization and increase the market value of the area. Home buyers will have the chance to purchase property to be used as their primary residence through special city assistance based on the individual's borrowing capacity. This program is especially important because it will provide an opportunity to renovate the exterior of homes to historic code specifications, thus preserving the character of this architecturally significant neighborhood. While this development incentive has the potential to entice new residents, it can also improve property values and quality of life for the neighborhood's current residents, as well as create jobs for local contractors and craftsmen. I would like to thank Mayor Coleman, Director Safford, and members of City Council for considering Old Oaks Historic for this pilot program and for their continuing support in all development projects throughout the City of Columbus. Thank you.
And council members did unanimously approve the ordinance. The Columbus Volunteer Challenge is being hailed as a success. The Bicentennial Service event was a citywide experience that gave youth, family, neighbors, corporations, and organizations the opportunity to volunteer side by side, creating a community that is more inspired, proud, and engaged. In addition to the United Way of Central Ohio and the City of Columbus, community partners for the Columbus Volunteer Challenge included Vineyard Churches here in Columbus, Hands On Central Ohio, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Ohio State University's Pay It Forward and Community Commitment Day team. Todd Diefendurfer of the United Way was invited by Council President Ginther to update the community on the Columbus Volunteer Challenge.
No, we're very excited at United Way to have the opportunity to partner with the City of Columbus to put together the Columbus Volunteer Challenge. And just like the previous speaker noted with ideas, this was something that came together with the Vineyard Columbus. They did a volunteer effort. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints did a volunteer effort. United Way does a volunteer effort. We all came together, bumped up our goal, really stretched a little bit, and to put together the Columbus Volunteer Challenge. And we really thought, what better way to advance the bicentennial goals of a community that's more inspired, proud, and engaged than through volunteerism? We've come together, we set a goal. We started on August 25th with Council President Ginther and Councilmember Craig leading the way for us. Set a goal to have 20,000 people turn out and volunteer over an 18-day period. It's an ambitious thing. I don't think something that we've seen in this community, at least in recent history. Doing this, we wanted to obviously address immediate needs in the community, but also leave a lasting legacy of service. So connect so many more people with volunteerism and get them connected in the community. And we also wanted to lift up volunteerism, not just your typical people come out on one day and paint a wall, but recognize people for their long-term commitment to volunteerism, get people to sign up for long-term activities like being a mentor, and also recognize those people who help out their neighbor. You know, maybe they have an elderly neighbor who needs some help. You know, go over and help that individual out. So really take a broad view of this. And standing here on day 17 of the challenge, I'm very grateful for the response in the community. We'll announce our final number tomorrow, but I can say that during the course of the challenge, we've had 400 different volunteer projects. We've had over 200 nonprofit organizations with projects, and we have over 100 companies that have committed to putting volunteers out as part of this. So that's definitely very exciting. Our first day kicked off with a bang. We had almost 8,000 people volunteering around the city in one day. Pretty amazing if you think about it. Everything from litter cleanups, working in our parks, working at schools. The really fantastic project was on Parsons Avenue, about a two-mile stretch there, painting 40 storefronts, so about 700 volunteers out there. So really making some significant progress for the community. As Council President mentioned, tomorrow is our conclusion with our traditional Community Care Day. We're going to have just about 3,000 people out across the community. So it's going to get us there as we strive towards that goal. People will be working at nonprofit organizations, as well as over 20 Columbus schools doing projects there. So at this hour, our registration officially has closed for tomorrow, but there are still ways for people to get involved. You can go to columbusvolunteerchallenge.org and download a Pay It Forward card. That's a card you can use and do a random act of kindness for somebody. Maybe you're in line and buy the coffee for the person behind you or something of that sort. Give that card to that individual, and it continues on. So in some sense, a small way to continue the legacy. We actually have, I believe, 18,000 of those cards out in the community right now. So I hope people keep passing those along. We have a Tell Your Story wall on the website where people can go and tell the community what they do. So we had stories there from people who volunteered for 35 years and people who just got together with their family to do a project. So it's a neat way to talk about what you're doing and really inspire others to serve as well. So I encourage that. And then also on United Way's main website, Live United Central Ohio, you have opportunities to sign up for long-term volunteerism so you can become a mentor, that kind of thing. So I encourage you to do that. So while the project's tomorrow, we're in great shape there, but there's still ways to be counted and be part of the challenge. So I really appreciate the opportunity to come down, and I really thank everybody in Columbus for stepping up and being part of this.
Well, I want to thank you and obviously United Way CEO and President Janet Jackson. What I've been inspired by is, there have been projects going on all over the city, north, south, east, and west, for several weeks now, and just the impact it's having, not just in the appearance of neighborhoods, but the way people are going about doing the work and feeling good about making a difference in this community. And it couldn't be a better way to celebrate, because the biggest difference from this city to so many other cities is our people, our quality of life, and the way we treat each other with our great neighborhoods. So kudos to you, and you've been great partners in this challenge. Any comments from council members? Council Member Craig?
Thank you, President Ginther, and certainly the mayor and all of those that were there. It really was a sea of, to see these many people out, not only see them, but the excitement that was generated that day with the hope of helping somebody else. Clearly, Dwight L. Moody has said it best, that I'm only one, but I am one. I can't do everything, but I can do something, and that which I can do, by the grace of God, I will do. And I think with this city, the thing that is always inspiring to me, while we don't have oceans, we don't have mountains, but we have people that care so deeply about their neighbor. And that was demonstrated. It's demonstrated over and over again in the quality of service in our community. So thank you for your leadership, sir. And certainly the president of United Way, Ms. Jackson, and all those that, all of those, in some ways, nameless volunteers, but people that care so passionately about others to make sure that we have our city continues to be one of the greatest cities in this nation.
And the day after the presentation before council, Columbus Volunteer Challenge announced it had mobilized some 28,400 people to help improve our community. Congratulations to all involved. Columbus is home to some of the brightest stars in the world of innovation and design and ideas. A 200 Columbus initiative is bringing them all together for one unique experience starting September 28th. The Ideas Experience, and it should be noted that Ideas is spelled I-D-U-S, is a celebration of innovation and design that comprises a collection of independently produced events as well as unique Ideas programming. Ideas unique programming includes workshops called CoLabs, short for collaboration laboratories. CoLabs explore different areas of innovation and design, from culinary arts, problem solving, in interactive and unexpected ways. As we continue to celebrate our 200th birthday here in Columbus, we look forward to an exciting and prosperous future, equal parts inspiration and aspiration. Ideas embodies the positioning of Columbus as an intellectual launchpad for greatness in the region and around the world. Here's one of the event organizers, Jamie Green.
Thank all of council for their support of the bicentennial work so far. We're into the ninth month of this intense effort, and we're about to peak here in the next 18 days. I would like to thank the folks that are with me. You mentioned On my right and left are the leaders of I Am Creative, which seems kind of appropriate that they've been behind us very strongly in this, Scott Eyrig and Shannon Morrison. You mentioned a number of collaborators that have joined in this effort, and we have some of them here today from CCAD. We have Cynthia Gravino. We have John Doherty, who's putting on Film Festival from Vital Film Works. We have Jerry Dannemiller from the Wexner Center for the Arts. And we have Michael Bongiorno and Sarah Bongiorno from the Design Week Initiative, which is, it wasn't just enough for them to do one thing to contribute. They're doing a whole week's worth to lift up design and creativity in this community. It has been an extraordinary privilege of mine to help sort of orchestrate what's going on. And the challenge here has really been to keep all the positive energy going. Any one of these collaborators, and there are several that are missing here tonight that couldn't be here, as I mentioned, we are 18 days away from kicking off. We've got folks from TEDx, from the Eco Summit, from MORPC Summit on Sustainability. We also have the Mini Makers Fair that Alex Bandar and the Idea Foundry is contributing programming. Any one of these groups could have gone off and done their own thing, shined a light on themselves, and really been pretty successful. But this group, when this idea came about doing something bold and ambitious for this community, decided they'd rather be part of something larger than doing something individually, which, in my experience, that is incredibly symbolic of where this community is today, of wanting to be together. Ideas is meant to be the opportunity to authentically showcase the talent that exists in this community. Many of you all know this is a relatively humble place, but we really have the goods to be prouder and more confident about what we've done, where we are, and where we can be going. And I think this group of people, in the spirit of where this community is going, is really should give you all confidence about where we are. It's a terrific undertaking. The energy behind Battelle and Honda and Ohio Health to want to make this significant is really palpable right now. This started out to be something we were just going to do as the third part of this year to really celebrate the future. But all of the momentum is around trying to create an event that endures. Some of you have made the trips, know about Austin, you know about something called South by Southwest and what it means to the image of that community. We're not trying to replicate that, but if you think about what that program means to the image and identity of that community, that is what we hope Ideas will be. Many of you are familiar with the smart and open branding work that's going on, collaborative work in this community. Ideas is meant to be the demonstration of that. We've got lots of talking points out there and ad copy about smart and open. This is meant to be the place to live smart and open for 11 days in this community. And we really thank you for your support for the whole year, but also for Ideas and inviting us here tonight.
We are out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or a comment, please email us at calltheroll@columbus.gov. That's CALLTHEROLL at columbus.gov. And don't forget, you follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivank. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM. And a reminder, the Columbus City Council will not be meeting on Monday in observance of the Rosh Hashanah holiday.